Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. My name is Reverend Miles B. Smith. I'm your host on this morning. And we will be talking about Jesus Christ, the Son, the Spirit, and the God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we magnify you and glorify your mighty name for all that you have given us on this day. We just pray for understanding and wisdom. We just pray for those that listen to this program may be helped in some kind of way, Father, that they may overcome, Father, the wiles of Satan and his chosen disciples in the pulpit. Father, we just thank you and we magnify you and glorify your mighty name, Father. It's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen and amen. We get our devotional scripture from Romans chapter 8, amen, verse 28 through 30. But I'm going to just read verse 29. It reads as follows: For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestine to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn of many brethren. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, we want to thank you for showing up and trying to get understanding of the Word of God. Amen. In which have been something that the church have failed. It's parishioners, amen, and those that are not parishioners in the church, and that is to give them knowledge of God, amen. So the church is mostly tickling the ears of the saints, amen, so that they can get whatever necessary as they need. Amen, amen. So as talking about the Son, the Spirit, and the God, the Bible is very clear on certain things, amen, and it's not so clear on other things. If it's not so clear on other things, that means that you have to study more. You have to dig more into the history, amen, into the text, amen, so that you will be able to understand what is going on. Amen. But this is one of the things that is very clear that the Bible talks about. It talks about Jesus being the Son of God. Amen. He was the one that was prophesied in the Old Testament. Amen. In Jeremiah, in Isaiah, Zechariah, amen, and many more texts in the scripture in which he was prophesied as being the Messiah, amen, that was coming, have came, amen, and now sits on the right hand of the Father. Amen. So this scripture clearly says, for whom he did foreknew, amen, he also did predestine to be conformed, amen, to the image of his Son, amen, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Amen. He was in the image of God, amen, conformed to that image, to the image of God, as God's Son. And that he was the firstborn of many brethren. Amen. So we acknowledge that here the God, the scripture is talking about Jesus Christ as the Son of God, as it do in the Gospels and other books. It talks about him as being, amen, the anointed one, the Christ, which means anointed one, amen. And we understand, amen, because many people don't understand who Christ is, amen. Many people don't understand it, but we want to try to give them understanding of who Jesus Christ was. He was the Son of God. Sit here, amen. God spoke that word that he may be able to be sent here as the Son of God and manifest his spirit unto his believers. Amen. He said that he might be the firstborn of many brothers. How is he going to be the firstborn of many brethren? He's going to be the firstborn of many brethren spiritually. Amen. So this comes to the Spirit of God. He's going to be there spiritually. Oh God, so that you'll be able to understand what's going on. Many people try to look at everything literal in the Bible. Amen. You can't do that. You'll fall victim, amen, to what some of the other preachers are falling victim of. It's looking at things literally in the Bible, amen. But we're going to go to the Gospel of John, amen, chapter 11, amen, amen. Let me see here, amen. Hold on, hold your horses. We're going to go to John chapter 4. I'm sorry. Chapter 4. Amen. Amen. Starting at verse 24, the scriptures say God, G-O-D, God is a spirit. So we know that God is a spirit because it says that God is a spirit. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit. So if you want to worship or serve God, the word worship means to serve, amen. If you want to serve him, you're going to have to serve him in spirit and in truth. Spirit and in truth. You can't give the word truth a definition from a regular dictionary. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what truth, the Bible says what truth is. Amen. Can I get a witness? If you were to go to the same book, Gospel of John, chapter 17. Amen. Chapter 17, verse 17 says this. It says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So if you want to acknowledge truth, you have to worship God in spirit and truth. If you want to acknowledge truth, you have to go back to the word to acknowledge that truth. Amen. Because the truth of God is his word. Hallelujah. Is his word. The truth of God. Let me say this again. The truth of God is his word. And his word will reveal his spirit. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Amen. You can't avoid knowing his spirit if you acknowledge his truth, which is his word. Amen. No one will be able to deceive you. Amen. If you are always coming back to the truth and acknowledging God in his truth. Oh, God. Just as Jesus was born, crucified, and resurrections, the main resurrected, amen, the main essentials of Christianity is true belief, amen, oh God, ends up in the form of a resurrection, amen. Can we get a witness here? And you have to be able to believe more it just in a resurrection, because we're being resurrected every day. We're being brought alive every day by his truth, by his words, amen, hallelujah, which is spirit in our life, oh God, hallelujah. We cannot avoid it, amen. The Bible says we need to pick up our cross daily. That don't mean pick up your money. That don't mean pick up your car. That don't mean pick up your house. That don't mean pick up your prosperity. That means pick up your cross always symbolize a burden, a struggle. Oh God, hallelujah. Ask Brother Paul about it. Amen. Oh God. Oh God. Oh, in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh God. Amen. Oh, God, Brother Paul said he was whipped 39 times, save the one. Amen, because the Jews couldn't, you would always leave one whip, amen, in case of a mistake. Amen, hallelujah. Oh, God, save one, amen. Paul been through it, amen. Oh, God, you don't hear Paul talking about his money, his scotch sackle, amen. You don't hear him talking about his lack, amen. You don't hear him talking about what brand is his suit like the preachers doing in the pulpit today, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Bring the money on in. Bring the tithes in, church, hallelujah, so you can give me a lack, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. We are sitting here listening to all of these preachers and all of their mess, amen, and they are not teaching the word of God. Hallelujah. I say they are not teaching the word of God. Remember, Jesus is the Son of God, amen. He's the Son of many brethren, amen. Oh, God. And he's the Son of many brethren in the Spirit, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. In that same book, let's go to that same book. That same book, amen. We're talking about in the Gospels, that same book. Amen. Oh, God. The Bible says this in chapter 16, verse 7. It said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." Who is he talking about? He's talking about his spirit. He's going to send his spirit to you. God said his spirit is going to be in you. Oh, God, hallelujah. That's how you know that you are Christian, amen. Your spirit is in you. It's through belief, amen, that we are saved. Not walking down the aisle, hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? Misquoting the scripture. It's through belief that we are saved, amen, through our faith in God and in his resurrection. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God, it's not because you repeated or recited a scripture, amen. It's because you believe, amen, that Jesus is God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the preachers have damned our mind so that we can believe all of this mess. Oh, God, church, wake up. Wake up, church. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the scripture say in verse 26, amen, of chapter 15, he said, "But when the Comforter is come, when I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth," the Spirit of truth, "which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me." He's going to testify of Jesus, not of self. He's not going to testify how rich he is. He's going to testify of the suffering of Christ. He's going to testify, amen, what God can do for you, amen, as far as leading you from the beginning of salvation to all the way to the end of salvation, amen. Salvation, which is coming from so-so, amen, which means that you have to begin and end in it. Amen. That's why you was predestined. Should I get a witness here? He foreknew you. Amen. He chose you. You cannot choose God. Can I get a witness here? You cannot point God out. Who is you? You are nobody. You are a wretched man and a wretched woman. A nobody, useless, good for nothing individual. God chose you to exalt you, to lift you up, that you may be one of his sons or one of his daughters. Oh, God. We're talking about Jesus Christ, the Son, the Spirit, the God. Hallelujah. You didn't choose God. God chose you. He called you into his marvelous light. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God. Hallelujah. Who are you to say that you called up on the name of God? Let me just share some with you, amen, that I never hear a preacher explain, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah, because they don't want you to know. They try to deceive you, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. They try to tickle your ears so that your ears can be plumped up and it can hear anything. Oh, God, anything that they tell you. Hallelujah. They got you. Oh, they got you listening to this mess. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh God. Let me see here. We're in verse 14. Amen, amen. The scriptures say, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him. Neither can they know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Oh, God, hallelujah. It said, but the natural man receiveth not. That word receiveth means accept. Accept not. That the natural man accept not, oh God, the Spirit of God. That's what this word says. A sinner can accept the word of God. God chose this sinner and give him belief so that he can be able to believe, to accept what God has in store for him. He's not going to accept anything of God unless God put the belief there for him to accept it. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Ooh, they have taught us real bad. They have taught us real bad. We know that he's the Son. Hallelujah. We know he's the Spirit. Amen. But he also is the God. Amen. He also is the God. Amen. Let's go to Mark chapter 14. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 14. Amen. The scripture reads as follows, starting at 53. It says, they led Jesus to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders of the scribes. And Peter followed them afar off, even to the place of the high priest. And he sat with the servant and warmed himself at the fire. And the chief priests and all the council sought a witness against Jesus to put him to death, and found none. For many bare false witness against him, but their witness agreed not together. And there arose certain that bare false witness against him, saying, we heard him say, I will destroy the temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made with hands. But neither so did their witness agree. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, answer thou nothing. What is it which these witness against thee? But he held his peace and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him and said unto him, art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus answered, I am. Oh God. Jesus answered the high priest, I am. How sure can you could you put that? I am. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, and ye shall see the Son of Man sit on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes and said, what need we any further witnesses? Ye have heard the blasphemy. What thinketh ye? And they all condemned him to be guilty of death. For some began to spit on him, cover his face, to buffet him, and to say unto him, prophesy. And the servant did strike him with the palm of his hand. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, when the truth set in, these people was not chosen of God. Amen. Hallelujah. They could not listen to the truth. They did not have God's spirit. They had the spirit of the Antichrist. Amen. Which is against God. Amen. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me today. These people could not recognize who they was talking to. And the church today, amen, does not recognize who they talking about, amen. The parishioners don't recognize Jesus when he in the building and when he not, amen. Get a witness here. All they recognize is whooping and hollering and, oh God, and dressed up suits and dressed up dresses. All they worried about is who got the biggest house, who got the biggest yard, amen. Who got the prettiest wife? Who got the best looking shoes? Who car colorful than our car? Oh God, I can't stand it. Church, Lord, your God, Lord, who we are, Lord, what He's doing, Lord, who He has denied as being called the church. The child, the son, God just don't accept anybody. He accepts those that is going to love him, agape. That means to be obedient to his words. It's not talking about an emotion. If you can be obedient to God's truth, his word, then you